Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, it is 8:15 now on the first day of spring, technically, because the vernal equinox happens at 10:50 tonight, our time. So it will happen today, albeit late at night. Somebody texted in and said, the city has come out and said multiple times that the cameras in school zones have been deactivated. The lights run separately and must be deactivated by hand. School zones are not in effect until school is back in session. That being said, adhere to the posted regular speed limit. I know the city said that. All I'm telling you is, if it were me, I would go the school zone speed limit and not have to worry about getting a ticket or dealing with all of that mess, but do what you like. Matthew Jewell joins us now, president of St. Charles Parish. Good morning, Matthew. How are you?
Doing well.
Good, sir. Thank you for taking the time with us. We've not heard a lot about St. Charles Parish, and we wanted to. What is the situation there with confirmed cases, Matthew?
Well, we currently have three confirmed cases of coronavirus in St. Charles, or of St. Charles Parish residents.
And are they hospitalized?
Well, initially the state was letting us know where these folks were being treated. The state isn't really giving us that information anymore, just because of the number of cases is rising so rapidly. So we look to the LDH website to see when we get confirmed cases, and we our folks in the EOC or on the phone with GOSEF and LDH every morning to hear about our confirmed cases. Initially, we were hearing we had a case that was diagnosed in New Orleans. We had two cases being treated in Jefferson, but that's all that the state gives us.
I got a notice last night. I live in Plaquemines, and that we had our first confirmed case. I guess there's some kind of push notification like that with St. Charles if you get another diagnosed case, et cetera.
Yeah, we've been very active with our communications office, pushing out press releases and letting the residents of St. Charles Parish know exactly what we know when we get it. So, you know, I feel like I have a responsibility when we get a case to let our residents know. And then we also encourage them to follow the LDH website, which is ldh.la.gov/coronavirus. And it has the entire Louisiana map, and you can click individual parishes as well.
What's the thing? What is going on, I guess, in St. Charles Parish would be the best way to put it, in terms of business closures, takeouts, restaurants, et cetera, those kind of things. And I guess in terms of people adhering to what it is the CDC is saying.
Yeah, you know, I believe our residents are adhering to the CDC recommendations, as well as the governor's proclamation for all restaurants to no longer serve or no longer allow dine-in. A lot of our restaurants have modified their businesses to do takeout, or they have their drive-thrus running. We encourage our residents to go and patronize those businesses, because it's a really tough time right now to be a restaurant, especially. But we do have other critical businesses that are still open, and I know they're adhering to rules to make sure that they don't have too many people in their stores at one time, you know, like hardware stores and such.
And something happened, I guess, with the school meal grab-and-go program last evening?
Yeah, you know, I had a long conversation with the superintendent. I know this was a really, really tough decision for him to make, but out of an abundance of caution, they decided to suspend that program. you know, making sure that they're keeping their first priority is the children and their families and the residents of St. Charles Parish. So I know it's tough, but I'm confident they're going to, you know, figure out a way to get it back going and get it done.
So that is not a diagnosed case. That's just somebody that had exhibited symptoms.
Correct. There's an employee who's being treated in HOMA, I think, and has some of those symptoms. But, you know, these cases, when they do the tests, we're being told that it takes about 5 days to get results just because of the backlog of the tests.
And in St. Charles Parish, you guys got some decent-sized plants, do you not?
Yeah, we do. Let me
pick it up there when we come back, if we can.
Yeah, sure.
I just realized the time, Matthew. I'm sorry. We're working, you know, I don't know if you have a chance to work from home. We'll talk about that as well with the parish government. I'm here, as I said, in the Belchase broadcast bunker. It's 8:20, time for traffic now on WWL. We are dispensing, as a matter of fact, some of that information about St. Charles Parish. It's 8:24. Our guest is Matthew Jewell, president of St. Charles Parish. Matthew, before we went to the break, I was talking about the plants in St. Charles Parish. Those are some major employers, I guess. And
yep.
And what are you hearing from those plant managers, et cetera?
Well, yeah, Tommy, as you know, St. Charles Parish is home to many, many critical plants that supply fuel and chemicals and things throughout the nation, throughout the world. So they've taken extreme measures to make sure that they're able to maintain their operations while limiting the interaction of people. So, for example, I know that one plant is not allowing people to move about the plant. If you work in one station, you must stay in that station unless you absolutely have to. Other plants have gone to essential personnel. But they're doing everything they can to make sure that they keep providing those services. And we're doing the same thing for parish government.
Good. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Same thing for parish government in terms of?
Yeah. So we're taking steps to be able to stagger our workforce, to be able to, you know, work indefinitely. Because we don't, you know, the biggest unknown is how long is this thing going to last? And that's, you know, the real unanswered question. This is unlike anything we've ever seen. It's not like a hurricane. So your hurricane disaster response plan won't necessarily work for a pandemic. So we've developed a program to allow our government to continue to operate and to continue providing critical services. And that includes things like teleworking, staggering the workforce. But we will continue to operate and provide our services to our residents.
And it, like garbage pickup and those kind of things, that's you know, obviously extremely important. At any point, do you foresee any kind of interruption in those kind of services? Have there been plans to make sure that there are not interruptions? And if somebody has to deal with the parish government, how do they do it?
Yeah, well, right now we're encouraging people to not come to any of our facilities if they don't have to. We're encouraging people to use our online payment options if they can. Obviously, if they have to, then we will accept them, but we want to limit the number of people who come into any of our buildings at any one time. We don't see right now or foresee an interruption in our garbage collection, nor do we see an interruption in our water delivery or our sewage treatment. So we know those are the most critical services, and we're doing everything we can to make sure that is going to continue.
Do you guys have that thing where it's one guy in a truck and then picks it up, the garbage?
No, so we have a backload garbage truck that comes around and you know, your folks get off and put it in. Not the automated garbage can, yeah.
Yeah, because in that case, and that's what we have here in Plaquemines, it would only be one person. Before we let you go, anything else you wanted to add? Oh, wait, I know what I wanted to ask you. I'm sorry, I forgot. Matthew, that is, as you mentioned, a hurricane. The difference is it relates to these plants, as you said, that have locations or facilities all around the world, is that with a hurricane, that's just St. Charles Parish and that particular plant that is affected. But this is something that these companies are dealing with worldwide.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. And I know that a lot of those plant managers are in communications with their higher-ups to see, you know, what they need to do to continue. Obviously, a lot of these plants have facilities in other parts of the country or other parts of the world where this pandemic might be much more aggressive or much worse at this point in time. So we're hoping that they're going to do everything they can to keep moving.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tommy. Thanks for having me.
Matthew Jewell, you're welcome. Matthew Jewell, president of St. Charles Parish. Our job is to kind of...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.